Housing is tight in the city of Ashland. With a university, a Shakespeare festival, and a lot of restaurants per capita, it's an attractive place to live, and so expensive. The median home price is slightly higher than in Portland, more than $450,000. That's a steep price for a person working a regular job. So workforce housing is one option mentioned by the Ashland Food Co-op when it recently announced the purchase of a chunk of land near its store. Let's talk about the purchase plan and the options in front of the co-op. Emil Amoratico is the general manager at the co-op, has been for about 5 years now. Emil, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
And one of the board members is with us as well. Julie O'Dwyer has been a co-op board member for about 5 years and is the board secretary as well. Julie, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So it's getting close to 50 years now that the co-op's been around. I remember when you moved to the current store, did you quickly outgrow the space there, Emil?
Yeah, a few years in, the first expansion occurred to push out the one wall and add more fresh space for produce, meat, deli. And we did that again recently with an expansion in the deli area. So we are busting at the seams.
And have you pretty much maxed out what you can do on the current piece of property?
We have. We're right on the property line with Umpqua Bank and can't push the building out any further that direction. And of course, the other directions would be either street or sidewalk or parking. So we're hemmed in.
So on the board then, Julie, mm-hmm. I mean, when Emil comes to you and says, well, we got these issues with space, what do we do? I mean, I'm sure he presented some plans, but I'm just curious to know, chicken, egg, cart, mm-hmm. horse, what happened first here?
Well, it definitely was a chicken and egg. With the first thing that we try to do is try and not only maximize the current space we have, but the immediate surrounding properties. So we actually own a couple of other properties just adjacent to the main store, and we've maxed out the use of those as much as possible, including renting some space, because we really see our location as a vital core to our community, and we want to continue to support that. We have looked for years at spaces throughout Ashland, but as most people realize, not only is it hard to find housing, it's hard to find big open pieces of property to develop. And we want to make sure that we're someplace that's centrally located for our customers and our owners, but also easy to get to and that can provide more than what we just have right now. There's just not much out there. And so when this property was presented to us and we found out that we had a pretty limited amount of time in which to act on it, we felt that it was a really great investment for not only what we can do now, but what potentially we can do in the future.
So was there always this sense between board and staff that you wanted to at least keep your foot somewhere in that part of town? Was that one of the major goals?
Well, we've got quite a presence in the downtown area and would be loath to give that up. So the question is, would we consider a second store? Or a completely new store nearby, and as opposed to the expansion, which has been challenging for the reasons we've mentioned. And the thought of a second store in a town of 25,000 people, in other words, a small town, would be unusual and could be challenging to keep two of them running at an efficient pace. A second store might cannibalize sales from the first store to the point where not only making the shopping experience a little easier for folks, but making it challenging to make them efficient operations.
Wow. So that's a bunch of conditions right there. You're in Ashland to begin with, which is challenging in itself enough for real estate prices. You're trying to stay close to downtown. You're trying to stay to one store. Mm-hmm. So this is a bit of a minefield to pick your way through, it sounds like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great problem.
So where did the land on Clear Creek Drive, is it?
Correct.
So it's across the railroad tracks. I mean, basically a straight shot from the store, but you've got a street, a parking lot, railroad tracks between you and it.
That's
so
right.
So how did that property come available?
Well, I think it's been available for a number of years quietly, but in the last year it's been on the market, and it came to our attention. And it turns out there was another buyer made an offer just as we were beginning to look at it. And so that was the urgency that we were considering in making that offer.
How big a chunk of land and what's the purchase price?
It's 1.8 acres and the asking price was $1.5
million. Mm-hmm. All right. Is that exceptional for Ashland, the amount of money they're asking for vacant land? Or is that fairly standard in this?
For
almost 2 acres.
Yeah, for a lot that size in downtown Ashland, it's certainly a premium, but they're not printing land the way they used to. in downtown Ashland. So.
Not making any new earth. No.
Right.
No, we're talking to the folks from the Ashland Food Co-op about a piece of land they're buying downtown across the railroad tracks from where they are now and the possibility of using it for things like workforce housing. Emil Amoratico is the general manager at the Food Co-op. Julie O'Dwyer is one of the board members and the secretary of the board. Questions, comments from you, ideas about how to proceed from here, 800-838-3760. If you'd like to join the conversation by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So prior to the purchase, I mean, how much discussion did you have a chance to have among staff or between staff and board about all right, now what can we do with 1.8 acres of land in downtown?
We've been in a strategic planning process for the entire 5 years that Julie and I have been involved with the co-op. And I think one of the most important things about our process has been to keep a conversation alive about what our options are at any given time so that when an opportunity arose, we were able to assess and determine whether it could meet our needs either presently or in the future. So a couple of years ago, the Safeway property looked like it was available. And we did some quick due diligence there and made an offer on it. Ultimately, we weren't able to purchase that property. And as you recall, it went to Hagen and then closed for some time. So we were able to make that decision in a matter of weeks. And when this one came up, similarly, we felt like we already had the conversation in play, both between the management team, the board, and constituents, some of our volunteers, to move quickly.
So it's not like the sky's the limit. I mean, you are still in an expensive real estate market. Development costs are high, and you know you have various city issues to deal with in addition to whatever options you decide to come up with. So I mean, do you have an actual plan for what exactly is going to happen with that 1.8 acres?
I don't think we have yet an exact plan for what's going to happen. We have done some preliminary free thinking, I guess is the right way to put it. And one of the things that was really beneficial about looking at this particular site is that it's still really close to downtown. That part of Ashland is continuing to be developed and grow, and so we see that as part of the core of Ashland. And it also starts to address a couple of our initiatives, not only our space requirements, but also our interest in trying to really spread the idea of cooperative business and cooperative environments. And that's where the co-housing or the cooperative housing idea comes into play, where we as an organization can help support some other kind of cooperative development that's not just our retail grocery, but potentially has some other benefit for the community.
So it's really a chance to live your name here. It's
exactly.
More, yeah, it's a chance to bring the principles that create a food co-op in the first place and turn it into something else.
Well, and to bring the idea of a cooperative into something else. It's not just about food. It's really about how do groups of people use their collective support and strength to create something that's good for everyone.
So what might that mean at this point? I mean, you have a list of like 25 different things you could potentially do with that land and your existing land, or is it down to a list of 10 or fewer?
Probably 10 or fewer. But one thing we know is that land is limited, so that puts some pressure on going up. And past the first floor, there's not much opportunity for retail grocery. Second floor certainly could house some of the things that we currently do on our campus, the classroom and offices and meeting space. But by the time you get to the third floor, that area is primed for housing. So I think the developer that was looking at the land ahead of us was considering the upper levels for luxury condos. And that certainly doesn't help our situation with finding housing for workers. So what better combination of uses, retail below and housing above, and cooperative housing in particular? They'd probably be smaller units, perhaps studios, one bedroom, maybe two, that we would either lease or sell the rights to those, to that level, let's say the third level, to a co-op, which would be a wholly separate organization from the Ashland Food Co-op. Could be sponsored by Ashland and perhaps Rogue Credit Union and Grange Co-op, whom we've been in discussions with about this process.
So you don't necessarily, as the Ashland Food Co-op, want to be involved in the workforce housing part of things, but make it possible for somebody else to take it.
That's correct. We couldn't own it. The idea behind a cooperative is that it would be owned by the mm-hmm. by the folks that were making it happen, as opposed to by another corporation or another co-op. But we could sponsor units for, let's just say there were 20 units in the co-op. Ashland Food Co-op could sponsor several of them with contributions towards the equity. And then individual members or owners would have to buy in with a small equity investment and then pay rent to the co-op. But it would have its own board. It would be its own organization and raise its own capital to build out those units.
We have some folks in the Ashland Food Co-op with us. Emil Amoratico is the general manager. O'Dwyer, is a board member and secretary. And we are talking about the purchase of 1.8 acres of land across the railroad tracks in the existing Ashland Food Co-op, which could be residential as well as retail and some other things, too. Join the conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Julie, you're winding up to say something before.
Yeah, I was just going to say that a couple of the other things that this property provides us is addressing our parking issue, because not only can we go up, but we can go down. So the idea of having some underground parking, which potentially long-term could also become storage or some other use if we need that to be. And one of the principles that the co-op has also is really to be a supportive workplace. And our staff really does struggle with having a way to find affordable housing here in Ashland. We'd love for them to stay closer. We'd love for them not to have to commute from Medford or Phoenix or Talent or wherever they may be.
Generally out of town, though.
Generally out of town. Mm-hmm. And so this provides us, we definitely can't house everyone, but the more that we can help provide for affordable workforce housing, the more we can sort of strengthen that workforce that's based here in Ashland.
The Lego designer in me looks at the two pieces of land and thinks, well, they're not that far apart. But, I mean, you're not talking about being able to connect them physically, are you?
It's a short little walk around the block. And, you know, I think one of the things that co-op's always tried to support is that this is a walking community and a biking community when it gets to downtown. And so the more we can support that, the better. And it is still close enough to the downtown plaza. We see ourselves as being a really important part of that experience of Ashland, mm-hmm. and we don't ever want to give that up. Our deli is a huge part of the experience of people who come to visit Ashland, and we want to mm-hmm. make sure that they can continue.
So is the store moving over there, or is it going to stay where it is? I mean, how are you going to reconfigure what you've got now with what you're getting?
Great question, and one to be determined. It is, I would say there are three scenarios. One is that we could completely move the store, which is probably the least likely scenario. Another would be to maintain both properties and develop a different focus for each. Perhaps, as Julie said, the existing store would cater much more to that neighborhood and the downtown core and visitors, while a new space would be more of a traditional destination, a grocery right off Hersey Street and Oak Street. Mm-hmm. So. Good access there. And the third option might be that we end up sitting on it for a year or three and selling it if we're able to find another solution adjoining our property.
Ah, so if something right next to you sells, you've got this piece of property not far away to say, hey, there's this that we could trade you for example.
Either trade or in this case, buy outright and then sell the Clear Creek property. We felt that this property was rare enough that we should, if we could obtain it, do so, and then determine what the best outcome will be. So, frankly, we're in discussions still with Umpqua Bank about their property.
Neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a desire to have a higher visibility and a more contemporary bank footprint, probably on Main or Lithia Way. So they've been exploring options up there while we... wait and continue to ogle their property. And if we were able to buy their property, we could expand some more, we couldn't double. Uh-huh. There are limits to the size of the building, but it could help with parking. It could give us some other opportunities.
Then if you end up getting rid of the Clear Creek property, then does the workforce housing plan, all that stuff go away?
No. In fact, we could, in developing the Umpqua site, consider the very same scenario there.
Are there any issues with zoning at the place on Clear Creek? Any issues with neighbors potentially objecting? Any issues with contamination from all those years of railroad usage nearby? Yeah.
Part of our due diligence was to look carefully at what might be below the surface there, and that area was primarily used for cattle grazing and never part of the rail yard.
Right.
So our sense is that it's pretty clean. In terms of the use of that property, it's zoned for enterprise and housing, so we think it'd be fine.
How I'm just curious about the connection to the rest of the co-op community, though, from the board, though. I mean, when you make a decision like this, do you get a lot of input from a lot of different people before you go ahead and make the plan, or mm-hmm. or do you do it and then brace for what the responses might be?
Well, we've had continuing conversations through our strategic planning initiatives of what the possibilities have been. Something like this that we had to act on fairly quickly, you know, we are going to try and do our fiduciary responsibility and make a decision in the best interest of the whole ownership. But what we're also looking at is once we really start to solidify where we're going to be going is involving the owners in more of a charrette kind of setting where we can get their input on ideas that they might want to have and how we can incorporate that and get a real buy-in from all the owners as to what the possibilities might be.
Mm-hmm. And how many owners are there? How many people belong?
About 10,000.
10,000 members of the Ashland Food mm-hmm. Co-op. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
it's a lot of people to make happy.
It is. A lot of ideas.
Yeah, okay. So you got a lot of work. So, I mean, any timelines here? It sounds like it's all very open-ended and flexible at this point.
It really is. We felt like there was an opportunity. We should not miss it. We've got over $4 million in the bank that are not used for daily operations that we've saved over the years for the future. And that money's earning about 0.5% interest. And while we would never speculate on real estate to increase our cash, the combination of downtown location and investing some of that cash made sense to us.
All right. So we'll see what happens down the road with the pieces of property now owned by the or about to be owned. Has it closed yet?
Closed on the we will close on the 10th.
Okay.
So 2 days.
Ashland Food Co-op, where Emil Amoratico is the general manager, Julie O'Dwyer is a board member, and the secretary of the board. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.